Text 51551 today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Tyson Fury is the undefeated lineal heavyweight champion of the world. From Irish traveller heritage, the Gypsy King is undefeated in 28 professional fights. In his newly released autobiography, Behind the Mask, he tells of his most famous victory in 2015 when he stunned longtime champion Vladimir Klitschko to win the WBA, IBF and WBO world heavyweight titles. He was, however, forced to vacate the belts because of issues with drugs, alcohol and mental health. And he didn't fight again for more than 2 years. Most thought he was done with boxing until an amazing comeback fight with Deontay Wilder in December 2018, a classic ending in a split decision tie. Well, earlier I spoke with Tyson Fury and I began by asking him how he found writing the book.
I found it really hard, you know, bringing back up old stuff that's happened years ago. It really made me emotional, and to go back through all the things that's happened to me during those times, it was a tough moment. But this book wasn't wrote in 10 minutes, it took 3 years. I started writing this book when I was heavily mentally ill and when I was 28 stone in weight without even boxing in my life at that time. So it was a real start from then to now, you know.
And actually, I was just telling somebody I was just about to interview and they said, Miriam, he's really important because he's not just a sports champion, but he's a champion for mental health. That's very important to you, isn't it, that you have become a champion for mental health?
It's very important to me because I've been there and suffered myself so much, and I think it's very important to spread the word and smash the stigma on mental health so other people won't be too afraid to come out and speak about it, because there's a lot of men and women killing themselves on a daily basis over mental health without communicating with other people. And hopefully this book will help inspire others to get well again and continue with their life, because I know from first hand experience that it's not always going to be a grey dull day. It will get better with the right help.
And we'll come back to that. Tyson, first of all, being in Ireland, you're speaking to us now, both sides of your family apparently had famous fighting men going back 200 years. Tell us about your Irish roots.
On my dad's side of the family, they were all fighting men, all Irish fighting men. And on my mother's side, my grandmother, she's from Belfast, Nuts Corner. And my father's side of the family are from Tuam in Galway. So yeah, it's a long line of fighting men that go back hundreds of years.
And tell me about your own childhood in England. Where did you grow up?
I grew up just outside Manchester. I lived there all my life and I never moved until I got married at 20 years old. And then I moved to Lancaster and that's where I live now.
When did you first put on a pair of boxing gloves? I mean, reading your book, I know your dad got a great sense of your talent when, I think you were about 14 in a shed. Was that the first time you wore boxing gloves or not?
No, I've been brought up around boxing my whole life. I've been a gym rat. I've been in that gym since I was a little kid, running around doing all crazy stuff. And, you know, by the time I got to 14, I was already knew how to box and knew everything about it, really, at that stage. And then it was the first time that I went into a gym for myself rather than to go with my dad or play around in the gym. That's when I started taking it seriously.
And was that when your dad realised you actually could be a very good boxer?
I believe so, yeah. My dad had 14 professional fights and he fought some of the best in the world. And when he had a spar with me, he said, if you can't hurt people and you can't do any good in there, then I won't let you box. So he advised me to punch him up the ribs. And I ended up punching up the ribs and broke three or four of his ribs at that when I was 14 years old.
When did you realise, Tyson, that you could actually make it as a champion? I mean, when was the moment for you thought, I could be as good as these other guys and become the heavyweight champion of the world?
You know, I believe I was born for this. I was born premature. I died three times as a baby. I was named after a heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson, named Tyson after him. And I grew up to be the heavyweight champion, so I almost believe it was preordained that I was going to be the heavyweight champion of the world. And I never doubted myself. From the first moment I walked in the gym, I was always going to be heavyweight champion of the world. Nothing else was going to be going to be satisfactory for me. I aim for the stars, and anything else wasn't going to be any good or acceptable. I never doubted along the way. There was a lot of obstacles, a lot of rocks in the road, but I never doubted myself, and I stayed to the course. And although there was a lot of trauma going on in my life at that time, all the way through my boxing career, I sort of put it all to the back of my mind. And when I achieved that goal in 28th of November 2015, beating Vladimir Klitschko, I sort of didn't have a goal anymore. And then all the things that I put to the back of the queue all exploded out on me. I bottled up for so long until I couldn't bottle up anymore. And then I had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, because interesting in your book, you're right, you should have been actually feeling the best in the world after you beat Klitschko. And yet it was when you realised, I think, the nightmare of clinical depression you were suffering from. Tell me about that.
I've suffered with depression and anxiety all my life. I've had a couple of bad times in different years. 2012 was a really bad time for me. That was the first time that I'd really thought about suicide and all that sort of stuff. Before that, I just thought it was like mood swings. As a youngster, coming up as a young teenager, and I thought it was like mood swings. I was just feeling that way, and that was the way it was. But up until 2012, that was the first time I'd had like suicidal thoughts. And then it continued from then onwards, on forwards. And even going into that Klitschko fight, the first one, I was very, very down and depressed going in there. Because I was almost afraid that I was going to win and then I wouldn't have a goal anymore, I wouldn't have a purpose in life. And it became reality. When I won, I didn't have a goal in life anymore. I'd achieved my dreams. The Everest was climbed, and now it was time to be depressed for a long time. So I knew it was coming and I couldn't stop it.
Do you mind telling our listeners, Tyson, about, I think it was June 2016, because I've obviously read it in your memoir, you were in Manchester, yeah, when you basically say you came as close as you have ever come to ending it all.
Yes, that's correct. I remember being very down for a long period of time, maybe a week, and usually like you snap out after a few days or whatever, and you get well again. You start to feel better, but this time it was dragging on and I didn't think it was going to get right, and it was dragging on for a long, long time in deep depression. And I thought to myself, this is the day I'm going to end it all. I was in my car, I was heading towards a bridge at a high speed, and I was 100% sure that I was going to smash into the bridge and kill myself. And I put my foot down flat to the floor and headed towards the bridge. Last moment I pulled out, I heard a voice in my mind say, no, don't do this. Think about your kids and think about your family. I drove past the bridge and pulled over, and that was the first time that I really knew that I needed help medically. And up until that point, there wasn't no help medically. I called my dad, I was crying, I was an emotional wreck. And then I went and saw doctors, and for the first time in my life, I was being open and like an open book to these people. And at the first time, I didn't think it was going to be for me, but then I really looked forward to going back and seeing this guy. And the moment I started doing this, the moment I started to get better. And I'll advise anybody who's suffering with any mental health problems, you can only get better if you start to want to get better and you want to go and see doctors and stuff, because that's the way that everything starts. And I just wish that I'd have went and saw a doctor years and years ago, and I didn't leave it until them crucial moments, until I nearly committed suicide. So yeah, you just need to go and get help immediately from a doctor or advice or clinics, or there's plenty of places around now that do all these types of things, support groups and stuff. And I know it's hard to come out and say that you're suffering with this and suffering with that, but you know, if I can do it, and I'm 6'9" and 18 stone and a world heavyweight champion, then anyone can do it. You know, there's no embarrassment or shame in coming out and saying you've got a problem.
I think that's why people say it's important that someone like you does come out and talk about it, Tyson. I mean, and it wasn't just, you know, mentally you didn't feel well. I mean, you ballooned to 28 stone. You must have incredible discipline, though. How did you pull yourself back from all of that? Because that will be inspirational maybe to even one person listening today, Tyson, who is feeling very down.
Well, what happened was, when I went and saw these doctors, I started to feel a little bit better. My mood changed. I started working out. I thought to myself, if I'm ever going to get well again, I've got to go back to the gym and do a little bit and try and lose some weight. Because I was very unhealthy, I was very out of shape, 28 stone. I was just very concerned about my health. I couldn't bend down my shoe and tie my shoelaces up without being out of breath and totally sweating. So I headed back to the gym, started doing little bits and pieces, 20-minute workouts and stuff, and I just built it up. And every day I went back to the gym, I would feel better and better and better. And the weight it fell off quite quickly. It took like 6 months to get from 28 stone to 19 stone. So that was an achievement in itself. And then I thought, you know what? I want to fight again. When I got the weight down, I wanted to fight again. And I ended up getting back in the ring and boxing again. So it was a real, it was an uphill battle. You know, it wasn't easy. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, losing that 10 stone. And all the time I was trying to lose the 10 stone, I was still mentally unwell. I couldn't go to sleep without the light on in the house. And I always wanted to be around people. I couldn't be on my own and stuff like that. And that continued for a couple of training camps. And yeah, I believe without the mental breakdown that I had, I wouldn't be able to be happy today, because I'd have still been balling it all up and not letting it out, not speaking about it. So not only writing the book and being open with people about my struggles has helped me. It's helped me a lot. I think the book will help a lot of people with their struggles, but the people won't know how much it's helped me writing it down and sharing it with others.
You also, Tyson, you have your very strong faith, don't you? That comes across in your book. I mean, you feel God has been by your side during your darkest times.
For sure, you know, I sometimes question God when I was going through all these things. Why have you forsaken me? But when I look back at it now, he'd just been carrying me along, not forsaking me, for sure. You know, the psychiatrist said, the leading woman in this country, she said that without faith, Tyson would have killed himself a long time ago. He wouldn't be if he never had his faith. And there's a part in that book on Halloween night 2017 where I just had enough and I came back home and I got down on my knees and I begged God for help. And I needed help, from spiritual help. And that was really a turning moment in my life as well, and in my boxing career, because I started to get back on track and get back to the old me. But faith's always been a big part of my life. I grew up around it. My uncle's a pastor, and I go to church and that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but it works for me. And some people would say, oh, well, would you say that praying cures mental health? Well, I can't say it cures everybody's mental health, but it helps me with mine. And my advice would be seek a medical advice immediately. And what works for me doesn't necessarily work for everybody else, but, you know, it doesn't do any harm at all.
And you've been married to Paris since you were a very young man. She was very young as well. You have 5 beautiful children. And at another part of the book, you talk about your Uncle Huey died, and also Paris, she had a very late miscarriage. And that really impacted on you too. But you'd kind of parked those memories to the back of your brain, hadn't you?
That's correct, yes, that's correct. That's what I was good at. I was good at putting all the tragedy to the back of my brain, you know. There was one time I was supposed to fight. It was February 14th, 2014. And I was supposed to fight fighting this top American. And 3 days before I flew back for the fight, I was in France with my wife, and she said, oh, I've got a pain in my stomach. She had to go rushed into hospital. She had an appendicitis, her appendix burst, and the doctor said, if you brought her in 10 minutes later, she'd have been dead by now. And I had to fly home for a press conference, leave her in France with her mother. And that was on my mind while I was fighting too. So I was always good at putting stuff to the back of my mind and not thinking about it until after the event. But yeah, that one time I had a double whammy of hard tragedies. Before the Klitschko fight, I lost my Uncle Huey. He was very close to me. He was a mentor. He taught me how to box properly as a professional. He was dying on one side of the hospital wing, and then I had my newborn baby was dead, and I had to take him out and bury him on the other side of the wing. So it wasn't a good time for me, and I just didn't want to think about that while I was training to be world champion. And I never grieved for my Uncle Huey until years later, until I had time to think about it all and all that sort of stuff, and it left me an emotional wreck.
What do you think, first of all, about our Katie Taylor as a boxer, Tyson?
I think I've known Katie for a long, long time. We go back a long time. And I think she's absolutely fantastic. She's definitely the fighting pride of Ireland in boxing, that's for sure. She's unbelievable ambassador for women's boxing and for sport in general in Ireland and all over the world. She's an inspiration to all.
She really is. And I mean, there's talk that you might be interested in mixed martial arts. What do you think of our Conor McGregor?
I think Conor's an absolute fantastic fighting man, and he's offered to train me if I ever want to go into MMA, mixed martial arts. And you know, what better trainer would I ever have than the notorious Conor McGregor? So yeah, I'd be looking forward to coming and training with Conor, and we're going to get it all planned in, and I should be over in Dublin quite soon.
Great. And do you think you'll take him up on that offer?
Yeah, I'll definitely be coming over for a training session, that's for sure. 100%. I look forward to it. I enjoy new challenges. I've been MMA training last week with Darren Till over in Liverpool, another UFC star. And I really enjoy the new challenge. So I don't know where or when, but it's definitely going to happen, because after I finish my boxing career, I quite fancy my hand at MMA as well.
Great. Well, look, we look forward to that as well. Tyson, thanks so much for speaking to us today. Your memoir is called Behind the Mask, My Autobiography by Tyson Fury, and it's a great read and really honest. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today.